Hello listeners, welcome to Focus on Fact, our weekly interview that focuses on facts in our changing world. I'd like to welcome back Jerry Gordon, the local director of the International Tourist Board. Welcome, Jerry. We last spoke at the beginning of the summer holidays, didn't we?
That's right, Lisa. And it's nice to be back. Thank you.
Jerry, last time we met, we talked about how money, mobility and air transport have changed our patterns of travelling. People earn more, better roads and motorways mean we can travel further, and air transport, despite its delays, cancellations and so on, has improved amazingly.
That's right, Lisa.
So, let's move on to other areas which affect our choices. What about the accessibility of our holiday destinations?
Of course, air travel has made many more places so much more accessible. People can go to distant corners of the world in comfort and relatively cheaply.
But they may still have to wait hours at the airport.
Well, this is true.
What about the internet? That seems to affect our lives so much. Has it changed the way we organise our holiday time?
It certainly has. It's so much easier to book a holiday now. You don't even have to go to the travel agency. You can just sit in front of your computer and do everything electronically. But for those who have no time or nerve to search the net and who have more money, there are these huge international or transnational, I should say, travel agencies and holiday companies. They will arrange everything for you. Any type of holiday, beach, skiing, trekking, anything you wish, in fact.
And lastly, how about leisure time? Aren't we workaholics any longer?
Statistics show that we generally have more free time than we used to. Although in the USA, many workers only have 14 days paid holiday a year. And in Western Europe, we generally have between 20 and 25 days. The working week is shorter than it used to be, and more people work from home, or have flexi time, or just work part-time. And then there are those who retire relatively early, who are still active and have good money to spend on their leisure.
Thank you, Jerry, for this part of the programme. We'll be back after the break.